I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show indeed. You'll find out why. Heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, will be with us this evening. Art Source, Galaxy Sports, will be with us this evening. We'll play some Barron's Trivia, and our special guest, Roger Smith of the All Sports Television Network. Folks, ESPN started in 1975. Roger Smith's got sports that ESPN's not carrying. We'll talk to Roger in a few minutes right here on Sports Overnight America. Of course, this week, the NBA draft, and the big guy, Victor Wembanyama. I can try to pronounce it, folks. I'm not going to.
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. Okay. So, anyways, number one, the San Antonio Spurs. I think they talk about the fact that he's going to be a generational type player, and I believe that probably be the case. Elsewhere in sports, as far as the draft is concerned, I want to go back to something. You know, I'm watching it. I'm going back and forth between ABC and ESPN, and I thought ABC did a really solid job. And I'm not definitely necessarily a Smith fan, but I thought he did a good job. But then I turned to ESPN, and I really thought they were horrible. They hadn't seen some of the players play, things like that. Folks, if you're going to do a draft, look at some tapes. They'll give you some tapes. Every one of the players that was drafted first two rounds, you can get tapes from them. You get tapes. There's no question about it. You have to have seen those tapes before you do the show. And again, this is not ABC now. ESPN, I mean, the same company, but the different shows. And again, I would give the ABC show a B+, and I'd give the other one like a C-. Your comments, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We found out how Aaron Rodgers is doing it. Psychedelic drugs, and they're legal in the National Football League. Of course, he's never been immunized, but he does take psychedelic drugs. And he's talking about the year that he went 26 touchdowns against 4 interceptions. Hey, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more when we come back on Sports Overnight America.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, Roger Smith of the All Sports Television Network. Right now, the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini, and former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans, Art Source. And okay, so the draft's this week. We were the NBA draft. But afterwards, you got to think logically. Let's think logically, folks. The Warriors. I wonder if Bob Myers didn't resign a couple of weeks ago because somebody high up in the chain, or even higher up than him in the chain, wanted to go for somebody like Chris Paul. Paul is 38 years of age. Chris Paul is a Hall of Famer. Nobody's questioning that. But at this point, the Warriors are run. And he, at 38, is not going to be like that. And I'll tell you that even worse than that. Apparently, you know, Jordan Poole was from Michigan. Jermaine Green is Michigan State. I don't know if that started their hostility toward one another, but to give up Jordan Poole plus draft picks for a 38-year-old, Mark Mancini, you have any comments?
Well, another budding superstar heading east, but I will tell you, this is what's wrong with the NBA today. It's these kind of guys that have been in more airports than some flight stewards, and nobody really cares. And the problem is I'm not running down the street to buy a paper if Kevin Durant gets traded to the Boston Celtics, because these kind of guys don't do nothing once they get there. What has Kevin Durant done? What has Chris Paul done? What has Kyrie Irving done? They're not turning. Now, Draymond Green, rumored to go to the Lakers, could be something, but to get rid of a Jordan Poole, a young guy, this is right up there with Kyle Kuzma and getting rid of Bradley Beal out of Washington.
I would agree with you, and I don't agree with you too often, as you know, Mark.
Yeah.
Our source, your comments.
Well, you know, I know that LeBron and Draymond Green are in Paris right now having a great time, but I look at the Warriors, you know, winning 4 titles in 9 years as a little bit of a, you know, you almost have to see what they're doing. And they've got a coach, Steve Kerr, that's pretty control-oriented, and he wants certain type of guys. And I think Draymond Green is going to be key for that team. You throw in a Chris Paul, they like older, mature leaders. And I think this is why they got rid of Poole. I think Poole is one of those young guys that's hard to control. If there's one down in New Orleans, too, right now, that's put some problems together for the Pelicans. You know, I think you want an elite group of guys that are gentlemen, who play the game the right way. And I think that you're going to see that Chris Paul's going to fit right in with that franchise. I would have to look at the NBA right now and say that team, if they get Draymond Green to return along with Chris Paul and the other people they have on that team, I think that team's got a real great chance to come back and then possibly win another title.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You got a 23-year-old in Jordan Poole and a 38-year-old in Chris Paul. You would give up draft picks and Jordan Poole for a 38-year-old guy?
Well, you know, I got to be honest with you, Fred. I think Steve Kerr sees a lot of leadership in Chris Paul. And Fred, you know, I know that might be overrated, but who am I to argue with someone that's won four titles in the last 9 years? I mean, they have a success theory here, a formula, and they're sticking to the formula. And I mean, you know, Jordan Poole almost got his ass kicked pretty good, you know, earlier this season. And I mean, there's a little bit of a cataclysmic problem, Michigan State and Michigan there,
well,
you know, on that roster.
I will tell you on this one, Artie, I'm going to go against the grain on this because I saw the Clippers years ago get rid of a budding superstar. And I think this kid's going to tear up the league. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for, you know, and that's come back to bite him because they didn't win with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
I'm agreeing with Mark Mancini, disagree with Art. Okay, let's go further north. The Portland Trailblazers. A few weeks ago, Damian Lillard indicates, I don't want to build. I want to win right now. And then, Artie, we'll go to you on this. And then in the draft, they pick up a couple of young guards. So any comments about that and the future of Dame in Portland?
I mean, you know, Scoot looks like a good player. Last year they went and picked, I believe in the 7th pick, they picked another guard up. So now they have 3 really good guards, a Hall of Fame guard waiting there. I'm wondering, you know, and I look at the NBA and I look at all the potential places where a guy like Dame Lillard could go and really work things out. And what keeps popping up to me is the Miami team. And I think if you put Jimmy Butler together with him, coupled with all the bangers they got there in the front court, you know, I got to tell you, Fred, I would really see Portland with their 2 young guards growing and building and getting some players to key in with that move by marketing, you know, Damian Lillard. And that's how I think it's going to happen. Otherwise, why would you have 3 really good point guards on the same team? It doesn't make much sense to me.
But let me add something. He is such a big wheel, though, in Portland. Every ad you read on TV or in the newspaper or listen to
on the radio. And it's great for the community, too.
He's involved with everything. And so I was surprised 2 years ago, year and a half ago, when they dealt away C.J. McCollum, because he was very big in the community too.
Have you seen this Shaedon Sharpe play? I haven't seen him.
Okay. I've seen tape. I mean, awfully good. All I'm saying is there are things going on right now in the NBA that have surprised the hell out of me, is all I can say.
Well, all I can tell you is you worked in Portland, Fred. When you look at the top 3 Blazers of all time,
right,
Bill Walton, Maurice Lucas, Damian Lillard. And when you look at a guy like Damian Lillard, this guy's not cut from the Chris Paul thing. I think he's more valuable because if he complains about something, kind of reminds me of Drew Holiday and Jimmy Butler. They want out and they want to win somewhere else.
Well, we'll see what happens as far as that goes. Did either of you on Thursday night watch much of the telecast, either on ESPN?
I actually agreed with you. I thought ABC did a hell of a job covering it, and I thought ESPN kind of, you know, they went through the motions. I will tell you this. I was amazed that the Gunner, I call that Brandon Miller, the Gunner, I'm amazed he went 2nd round to Charlotte. I know he's a hell of a basketball player, but I mean, wow, that really blew my mind.
Doesn't that tell you that nothing really matters? And if folks, what Artie's talking about is the fact that he actually gave a gun to somebody who goes out and kills somebody. And then he wasn't involved in the the prosecution in any way, shape, or form, but he was actually the guy that had the gun.
Throw that in there with Ja Morant, and you know, and then we have another situation that I alluded to down in New Orleans. You know, New Orleans wants to market, you know, Zion Williamson, but there's no market for him out there because of his off the court activities and the fact that, you know, he's eating himself possibly out of the league.
Right. And Fred, I want to talk about the number one pick because I know a lot of people trip over their shoelaces and talk about how this guy is going to do something. But I've seen a lot of Sean Bradleys in my day. I've seen a lot of Manute Bowles in my day. I saw that number two pick that the Pistons had a few years back. And unless I see a guy that's dominant, like a Moses Malone, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a Hakeem Olajuwon, Draymond Green is going to knock this guy going
he's
for a
19
rebound.
Years old. Hold on. Yeah, I'm not saying he's mature yet. Have you seen him shoot a three-pointer, the rotation on the ball? Have you seen him dribble the ball?
But I'm just taking the perception factor, Artie, and I'm looking at this guy and I'm saying, let's not run to the flagpole and start putting a flag up the thing.
How many international players have been MVP the last 7 years? Come on, think about this one for a minute.
Well, Nowitzki, Dirk Nowitzki, and then the other guy that's down there in Dallas now. Okay,
what about the guy in Denver? What about the Greek freak, your favorite player?
Right, but then
becoming international is what I'm trying to tell you.
I realize it's becoming national, but look at we got a guy like Porzingis that can't seem to get himself untracked.
All right, we'll take a break and we're going to come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia. And you can email us, we hope you do. Agree, disagree with Mark or Art or Fred, sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. And it's time for Barron Sports Trivia. Later, of course, I'm talking to Roger Smith of the All Sports Television Network. And that's going to give Mark Mancini more ways to lose when he wagers, because he is, of course, the world's worst sports handicapper, and along with Art Source of Galaxy Sports. And Barron Sports Trivia started with my cousins Lisa and Andy. We started doing it off the air and then started doing it on the air. And you guys, based on your emails, seem to like it. So, but before we start, every week when we do this, when Art is on not just audio but video, we ask the 126-year-old Art Source, what legal medicinal product are you using to stay up this late at night in Pennsylvania and answer these Barron Sports Trivia questions?
Got one of them right here on TV for you, Pro Max, made by Focus Factor. And I do like the regular Focus Factor. Then Four Brand, four like in golf, four. And then the other one I have is Mind Restore.
Wow.
Now, this is a good one here. You know, we need all the restoration we can do at 126 years of age.
He's like my brother. He just buys, gets all these vitamins.
Where do you get Mind Restore? On Amazon, or where'd you get it?
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Because that one I haven't seen before. So
it's blue bottle. You know, another one of those Alchemy Awakened nootropics. Boy, that's a good word, nootropic. It reminds me of like the tropics in the old ABA. Yeah.
All right, let's play some Barron Sports Trivia. Mark's only 60, so we'll ask him this question anyways. Okay. Warren Spahn, the great lefty, won 363 games, mostly with the Braves. However, he did not end his career in Milwaukee or Atlanta. Where did he end up his career? Which club?
Washington.
Washington? The old Washington Senators?
Yeah, I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay, let's. Why do you say that, though?
I don't know. You know, when Montreal left to go to Washington, they called them the Nationals. I couldn't believe they didn't take that nice name of the Washington Senators. And I'm going to hang my hat on that.
Mark thinks it's the Washington Senators. Is Mark correct or is Mark incorrect?
I don't think he's correct. But I got to tell you, Fred, that's a great question. Because, I mean, I always remember, you know, Spahn and Sane and Pray for Rain. And, you know, now that I look back at it, where did he go? Wow. I would have to think it would be a National League ball club at that time.
Let me give you a hint.
Sure.
He actually played for two clubs after Milwaukee.
Two ball clubs.
But just name the last one. The one in between was the Mets.
Okay. Wow. If he left the Mets, where would you go from the Mets in the 60s? Yeah. Early 60s?
Late in the 65 season, the Mets let him go, and he was picked up by?
San Diego Padres.
San Diego Padres.
I don't think they were
in existence in 65, but that's
not.
That's right. They didn't come. Wait a minute.
69 they came.
How about the Giants?
The San Francisco Giants would be correct. He ended his career last couple months with the Giants. So at 126 and the medicine, it seems to be working. Okay. Since we're talking Mets, are you ready, Art?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, we weren't talking Mets, but we were sort of. Okay. The Mets, Joe Pignatano, of course, he used to catch for the Dodgers too, hit into a triple play in 1962 in his very final game in the major leagues. All right. So now, his final at bat in the major leagues, he hit into a triple play in 1962. Another future Hall of Famer for the Mets at that time was on base when Pignatano hit into that triple play. Who might that have been? Art Source.
Hall of Fame Met in 1965.
I didn't say he would have made the Hall of Fame with the Mets. It might have been previous teams, but he was playing.
Okay.
He was playing.
I'm going to go with your boy Duke Snider.
Duke Snider, Edwin Duke Snider. He was my favorite and is my favorite of all time. Behind me, you'll see a picture of Edwin Duke Snider. Art just thinks it's Duke. Mark Mancini, is it Duke Snider? I'll tell you what. Let me tell you this. Duke's wrong, but he's right about the position. So it's a center fielder. Who was playing for the Mets in 62 in his final game when Pignatano in his final game hit into a triple play? This guy was on base when Pignatano hit into that triple play. And that was also his final playing game in the major leagues. And he did make, and he became a broadcaster afterwards too. Mark?
I know who it is.
Great art.
It wasn't Rusty Staub.
Legrand Orange?
I'm trying to think of the outfield back then. It wasn't Cleon Jones.
Center fielder. Rusty wasn't a center fielder. Rusty wasn't a center fielder.
Yeah. God, back then, I loved the Yankees and Bobby Mercer growing up, but man.
62 center fielder Hall of Famer.
Great arm.
Great arm.
Great announcer. Good announcer, too.
Ralph Kiner?
Yeah, I was just about ready to say that.
Ralph Kiner was a center fielder? I don't think so. All right.
Come on, who did he broadcast for? And I'll hit you. I'll get you if you tell me that.
Philadelphia.
Richie Ashburn.
Who, you know, the little guy, nobody knew.
He always wore those hats.
Richie Ashburn did a great job for many years.
He and Harry Callis are legendary back here in Pennsylvania. I mean, I think they had a couple of beers while they did the broadcast, Harry Carey style.
when I was doing Dodger Talk, and they sent me to Vero Beach 2 weeks each year in the late 80s, a couple times I spent time with Callis and Richie, and they were I don't think it was fake. I think they were actually two very nice guys, and what a voice Callis had. And you can
Harry Callis.
What
he had
a voice.
The best voice. I remember him on the old NFL films. You know, him and John Facenda were kind of the two key voices of NFL films.
I agree. Okay. Mark, are you ready?
Yep.
Let's see. In 1986, Mark, so you were 25 years old.
Astros.
Okay, 1986, as a pinch hitter, Pete Rose struck out in his final at-bat. Who was the Hall of Fame pitcher who struck him out? In his last at-bat in the major leagues, Pete Rose, in 1986, he struck out as a pinch hitter. This future Hall of Fame relief pitcher struck him out. Who might that have been?
Bruce Sutter or Kent Tekulve.
Okay, why would you say either one?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Bruce Sutter on it.
I just wrote Bruce Sutter down, too.
Yeah.
Bruce Sutter, Hall of Famer. Okay. Is that correct, Art Source? Bruce Sutter struck out.
I wrote it down, so I'm going to have to go with it. That's what came to my mind, Bruce Sutter.
Okay.
Probably not right, though.
Both incorrect.
So it's a reliever. It wasn't Bruce Sutter, and he's a Hall of Fame reliever.
Dennis Eckersley.
And he's not a Duck. He wasn't a Duck.
Was he a Beaver?
but he flew, but he wasn't a Duck.
Goose Gossage.
Goose Gossage is the answer to that one.
Way to go, Marky.
Yeah.
I like that. That was a great one. You had me ducking all over the place over here.
All right.
Hey, let me ask you something real fast, Fred. Your favorite relief pitcher of all time? I don't know, man. I still got Raleigh Fingers up there.
I'm a Sparky Lyle guy because he used to sit on cakes all the time.
All right. Very quickly, let's do the final question, Barron Sports Trivia. The movie Hoosiers, I've only seen 100 times. Gene Hackman was the star. But They didn't want Gene Hackman originally. Who did they want, Art Source?
Who did they want to play that role originally? I remember reading this too, and it's like, Can we do a multiple choice? No, I'm joking.
Famous actor.
I know this question too, and I'm just, it's driving me crazy.
Something's got to give. One of his movies.
That's not said. Oh, boy, Gene Hackman.
Robert De Niro?
Laker fan.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson was the guy that they actually asked to do it first, and he turned down Hoosiers. And I thought Hoosiers actually was a darn good movie, one of the best sports movies.
I love that movie. I mean, when you really break it down, you know how important basketball is in the state of Indiana. And, you know, there's that great trivia question I've told you, Fred. A lot of people don't know this. Johnny Wooden was a three-time Mr. Indiana basketball player. The only guy that broke that string was a great broadcaster by the name of?
Who is it? I forgot.
Francis Chick Hearn.
Francis Chick Hearn, of course, the Laker announcer, dead now. It's hard to believe. Hey, we're going to take a break and talk to Roger Smith of the All Sports Television Network. And later, the guys will come back with us, and we'll conclude this hour on Sports Overnight.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899. Plus special financing. Ends Monday. See store for details.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cash back's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs. No agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And as we all know, ESPN started like in 1975, something like that. Not in L.A. Never got to L.A. until a little bit later, but 1975. So we're talking almost 50 years. Roger Smith, our guest, has the All Sports Television Network, and he's got events that ESPN is never hearing. Roger Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So what gave you the idea a couple of years ago that there were sports that ESPN hasn't even touched?
Well, I figured that there's many, many sports that's happening all over the world. And I know that I see ESPN basically as being somewhat of a gatekeeper. In other words, there's a lot of sports and they don't generate advertisers or the advertising revenue that baseball, football, and basketball actually generates. And so as a result, then the American public haven't been exposed to those particular sports. And so I decided when I created the network, which was back in 2020, which is when we first started broadcasting, that I was thinking about using the model that ESPN used, which was to broadcast NCAA sports, but they had a lock on it, bottom line. They had a lock on all the Division I sports, and Division III schools, they really didn't have a lot of sports that they were producing. They might have been playing, but not really producing. So I wanted to get another outlet, and that's what led me to looking at any and all sports around the world that people were not exposed to.
Roger, your headquarters in Las Vegas, you're in LA, you go around the world. Name some countries where we're carrying their sports right about now. And if you go to Amazon Fire Stick and other places, you can watch them. Name some countries in Eastern Europe that you are now carrying some of their sports.
There's some Croatia, we have sports from there. We have sports from Czechoslovakia. We have sports. We get a lot of content from some distributors in Germany, and they're covering all of Europe. And we even in the Middle East, the Middle East, we have sports from from Saudi Arabia. We have sports from Malaysia. And so it's sports from throughout the world.
Roger Smith, our guest. Artie, did you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I was, you know, I'm a nut about sports. I've been involved in sports for almost 50 years now. I used to work for the All-American Sports Network, which was the precursor to ESPN, which became ESPN. And as I've watched it all progress over the years, you know, there's a company very close to me down south here called Sinclair Broadcasting. Sinclair Broadcasting has about 120 different TV stations that they syndicate programming for. You seem to be taking a really unique tack here, Roger, by going internationally. The question I wanted to ask you was, I grew up in Europe, loved soccer, really saw the beginning of the European Basketball League, but I also lived in England, and I got involved with some really bizarre sports, like televising BBC when they would televise it was golf tournaments where they would televise for 12 hours in a day, which now seems to be normal in America. But for years, you know, we got like the 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th holes. Do you see the difference in how programming is viewed internationally vis-a-vis the United States?
I feel that there is a bit of a difference as far as the way that it's viewed, because again, you know, there's a lot of sports that is obviously of great interest overseas. I mean, one thing that I found very interesting, I never even heard of this before, you know, people like racing, but there's actually, and I think it is out of Czechoslovakia primarily, but they have semi, you know, the semi-tractor racing. Wow. I see, I mean, and the interesting thing, at the end of the race, whoever wins, just like with cars, these semis are doing donuts. Which was, I thought was really interesting. But I think that it is different. I think that the timing is, because, you know, obviously, as far as, you know, different commercial spots and everything else, it's sort of different than it is here.
Have you ever watched sumo wrestling, like from Japan? Oh, because when I was a little kid, I thought it was the most exciting thing I ever saw, these big guys getting in there. And I mean, they get down there and, you know, the shrine temple and the, you know, boom, there we go. I said, wow, those guys would be great offensive guards and tackles.
You know, I've actually been trying to get, and I've been talking to some different organizations about being sumo, because I really wanted to broadcast that on the network, and I'm still working towards getting it.
You know, awesome. Roger, there's a couple questions I wanted to throw at you. First of all, boy, you must be looking for a lot of talents to broadcast a lot of these events that you're coming across, one. The other thing I have a problem with ESPN is, why back-to-back weeks I'm force-fed to watch the Yankees and the Red Sox. Now, I know it's a money play here, but I can't sit there and watch that. I'd rather watch a rerun of Gunsmoke or Bewitched than to sit there and be force-fed that. The second thing is, I don't understand, with all the money, and I know that's a big money thing, and it's, you know, but they're making money hand over foot. How come this week we got the Astros and Dodgers and we don't have the Braves and Reds that are, you got two streaks? We haven't seen this. This is the seventh time in Major League Baseball history that we're not seeing two teams with 8-game winning streaks head to head this weekend.
Well, you know, what I feel that, to be perfectly honest, it's just about the money. I mean, it depends on the advertisers and what they believe the advertisers want to see as far as, you know, the sports that they're going to broadcast. I mean, it's really
delivering the rating. Yeah, what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Also, the Yankees and the Red Sox historically have been a tremendous combo.
Dodgers and Giants, Fred. Yeah.
Nobody knew that the Reds would be playing this well. So you'd have the Braves, everybody would think, would be at the top, and the Reds would be at the bottom. It didn't work out that way, Mark. So they made their decisions weeks ago, and that's why you got the team. But Roger Smith of the All-Sport Television Network, you're very valuable for people like us. I'll tell you why. Mark Mancini happens to be the world's worst sports handicapper. You've given him and given us many more sports so Mark can be wrong about who's going to win and who's going to lose. So, Roger, I'm bowing to you right here on Sports Overnight America, thanking you very much, because whatever team or whatever player Mark chooses to win, you know is going to lose. So, Roger, again, thank you so much for coming up the All Sports Television Network. Roger, you have any comments?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mark, I got a lot of plenty of more of other sports for you to handicap.
Can you guys bet on highlight?
Women's lingerie football or underwater basket weaving?
we are going to be broadcasting highlight coming up.
Highlight.
We're doing Padel. One thing I had mentioned to Fred before, you know, one of the big things that ESPN is doing now is pickleball. I mean, that's the rage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we were broadcasting pickleball in 2021 and 2022. And now all of a sudden ESPN, you know, they're airing it.
And I had lunch with Roger, and I was totally surprised, because I asked him how long did it take him to come up with the idea and then get it on the air. Roger, give us the answer here, because I think people are going to be astounded how quickly you managed to do that.
Well, I had the idea one summer day when I was walking down the street, May of 2020.
I love it. Sounds like the beginning of a good book.
And then once I had the idea in May, I formed a corporation in June, and I started putting everything together and doing research, putting it together. And we actually started broadcasting November of 2020.
That's astounding.
We've just been growing from there.
Now, your demographics. I did a little reading on your company. It seems to me your target audience, as well as everybody, but you're focused in on the 18 to 34-year-old audience. Is that pretty much accurate, Roger?
I would say yes. That is the primary audience that we're looking at getting. And a lot of companies, because I talked to some people at some of the casinos and everything else, they want to get that audience. They don't know how to, but it's really not rocket science, because if you think about what are they doing, they're watching the internet. Why are they watching the internet? Because of things that they want to see on the internet. What we have started doing, and I don't know of anyone else that's doing it, but I'm not saying that we are the only ones. We've started broadcasting esports, simulator racing and things like that. And we're actually going to be doing even more things than that. And as a matter of fact, there's a series that we're going to be producing that's focused around simulator racing.
You mentioned esports. That's going to lower the age bracket of the people watching, I presume, right? And that's, you're obviously looking for something like that. I mean, right now, horse racing, the average age is like 55. But like esports, I'd imagine it's somewhere between 20 and 30. So, Roger, that would be a major success situation for the all sports television network, I think, if you start doing that more and more.
Oh, yeah, we are going to do that. It's just, as I said, just working on developing things. There's shows that I'm working on developing myself and everything. As a matter of fact, just to let you know, and I don't think I mentioned this to you, Fred, there's a new series that we're coming out with as well, called the Food and Beverage Roadshow.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to be focusing on food and beverage at sporting events around
tailgating. Yeah. I like that.
You know,
the different foods and the different genres of the food. I love that concept.
So let me ask you, Roger, getting back to the other question with regarding the talent, because I remember years back.
Are you looking for a job, Mark?
Well, no. I'm trying to figure, you know, because I had auditioned. There must have been 500 people, and my buddy and I got it down to 27. They were looking for 27 talents to broadcast. I think it was MMA events or something. And we'd be in a warehouse in Chatsworth, and two people would be broadcasting in Oklahoma, another two in Nebraska. And then the whole banking industry collapsed, that whole thing. But when you broadcast these things and you're looking for talents, is this like in a set thing and you would have the studio and then you broadcast into these countries and stuff, or you could do it right from your house now?
Well, what we do is all of our equipment is actually in Las Vegas. And
okay.
There's a couple reasons that I did. I figured that, you know, we the facility that we have is, you know, people talk about the cloud. Well, our equipment and everything is in the cloud. It's where you have a lot of major companies, you know, with their cloud equipment and everything. And I figured that, you know, when California falls off the we'll still be broadcasting. But it's really, you know, because of streaming, and I made a point of not really wanting to stream, but again, to have a broadcast network, because, you know, it is easy though. I was just in Detroit the past couple of weeks. And I still had access to our equipment. We still were doing all of the things and programs and everything else. And so it's just a lot easier nowadays.
So
Roger, we got to go, but I got
to. I want the listeners to get a chance to figure out how he can go there and take a look at, you know, what his stuff is.
The All Sport Television Network, the major headquarters in Las Vegas, Amazon Fire Stick, and many other ways to watch it. And it'll grow and grow and grow and grow. Roger, I guarantee you we'll be talking again. And Roger Smith, stay well.
I like this guy, man. Like Roger, man.
I like the idea.
All Sports Television Network.
Okay, go Subo, baby.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Roger, very much.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Roger Smith right here on Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Roger Smith of the All Sports Television Network. Folks, if you've got Amazon Fire Stick, take a look at it. You'll definitely enjoy it. We'll have Roger back on this show, I'm sure, many, many times. You can email us, sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. As you know, I can't stand, not personally, but I can't stand Rob Manfred as a baseball commissioner. I think most of the 90% of his moves the last couple of years, I think, have ruined the game. However, now he has said something that has totally shocked me. Mark, he indicated that 6 years ago, he shouldn't have given immunity to the players of the Houston Astros. Why has he come up with this 6 years later? Your comments.
I don't know, but this guy's going down. It's probably one of the worst commissioners in quite some time. Maybe he's feeling the wrath. I think, first of all, in anything you do, you got to be true to yourself and stick with it rather than be wishy-washy and succumb to pure pressure. This is news to me, but he's done some bizarre things that I can't quite figure out. It's a real head scratcher on my point.
Art Source, why do you think all of a sudden he's come out, made these comments?
Well, you know, in his 8-year reign as the commissioner, you know, we can definitely point out some things that he's done that we question. Now we've got robotic umpires. We got a pitch clock. We got pitchers' injuries, and they're trying to make an illusion between the pitch clock and the injuries. I have a theory on that. I think pitchers need to run more, and they need to throw more. That's how you build your arm up. Billy Martin was a big proponent of that. Art Fowler, a lot of the old-time guys, Warren Spahn would believe in that, Nolan Ryan. But, you know, I mean, I look at the situation right now in Oakland. They gave John Fisher 10 years to put this deal together, the owner of the A's. And now he's going to come to Las Vegas. And, you know, I wonder what's going on with baseball. I mean, I just love the tradition of the game of baseball, America's pastime. I don't think it needs to be changed. I do like the fact that they took the shift away. But then again, they really didn't, because with a game on the line and one out in the ninth inning, you're allowed to bring an outfielder in to play infield. So, I mean, I wonder if we need all this legislation is my point, Fred.
All right. Well, that's it for this hour of Sports Overnight America. Mario, thank you. Art, thank you. Mark, thank you. All Sports Radio, All Sports Television Network, Roger Smith, thank you very, very much. And we'll be back with more later tonight on Sports Overnight America.